Welcome to today's podcast. The question I have for you, have you ever asked God to scan your heart or check your heart? I think it's important that we have to ask God to search our hearts out for us and help us understand what's going on inside, and maybe there's some things we need to modify or correct in our life. So search me, O God. Point out anything you find in me that makes you sad. Psalms 139, verses 23 through 24 is our reading, and it says this: Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. Explorer is one of the world's most advanced medical PET scanner that we have. A person lies down on a pad. They enter a tube that produces a 3D picture of your insides in half a minute. This technology is expensive and not widely available yet, but it's going to play an important role in the future of medicine. So the question is, again, how do we scan the unseen part of us, the soul? That's where the Holy Spirit comes in. As we study our Bible, the Holy Spirit shows us our failures, our weaknesses, and it can show us our strengths. Then he prescribes the needed treatment of repentance and faith and obedience once your heart has been scanned. There will always be some element in our lives that is in need of introspection and improvement. Don't be afraid to ask the Lord where and how to improve. When you ask him to scan your heart, he will, and he will reveal the results to you. Then work to make those changes with his strength and power to guide you. He's going to provide you with everything you need. Simply ask, search me and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And lead me in the way everlasting, verses 23 through 24. And he will. The psalmist's prayer against the wicked leads him also to reflect on himself. He does not presume that he is righteous. This prayer has been repeated by believers over the centuries. It's clear from the scripture that God searches our minds in order to determine the intent and purpose behind the thoughts and the actions. Take a look at Proverbs 17:3 and Jeremiah 17:10, which I'm going to read. I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind, to reward each person according to their conduct, according to what their deeds deserve. We recognize that at times our hearts are not as godly and spiritual as we'd like them to be. Here are seven ways to seek the Lord. I'll just go over these real quickly. One is to call upon God and pray to him. Jeremiah 29 verses 12 through 14. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. Here's a second one. Serve God with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind. 1 Chronicles 28 verse 9 in the New International Version says, And you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches every heart and understands every motive behind the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. Number three, cast your cares upon the Lord. We've all heard this. Psalms 55 verse 22, cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you, and he will never let the righteous fall. Number four, keep your tongue from evil, turn from evil, do good, seek peace, and pursue it. Psalms 34, verse 12 through 16 says, Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. Turn from evil and do good, seek peace, and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cries. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. Here's a fifth one. Forsake evil ways and thoughts according to Isaiah 55 verses 6 through 7. Seek the Lord while you can find him. Call on him now while he is near. Let the wicked change their ways and banish the very thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord that he may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our God. He will forgive generously. Number 6, have clean hands, pure heart, and don't lift your souls to idols. Don't swear by what is false. Look at Psalms 24, verse 4 through 6. He who has clean hands and has a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false, he will receive blessings from the Lord and vindication from God his Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob. The seeking idols is really important because we have lots of idols in our life, things that really we can't seem to let go of. Those are idols, whatever that is. It might be money, it might be your car, it might be your home. It might be your lawn. I've seen people who are so attentive to their lawn, it's the highest priority that they have for the day. Number 7, doing what's right and live humble. Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 3. That's a hard one to find, right? It says, seek the Lord, all who are humble, and follow his commands. Seek to do what is right and to live humbly. Perhaps yet the Lord will protect you from his anger on that day of destruction. Jeremiah 29:13 is a great verse to have in mind. In order to really find God, this verse is saying that we must seek him with all of our hearts. We can't casually try to seek God a little here and a little there and expect to really find him. We must dive in and seek him with everything we have in order to really find him and seek to know him. This type of seeking doesn't happen on a Sunday at church. This doesn't even happen if you only open a Bible once a week. This happens when you lay aside other things and place all your focus on finding him, that you truly get a breakthrough. Ask him to scan your heart. When we read the scripture, he begins this prayer by asking God to search me and know my heart. The word search here is a Hebrew word, which means to dig down to the depths. To search David to the very core of his being. David here asks God to do this so that he may know him. Isn't that great? There's another great verse, Psalms 46:10, that says, be still and know that I am God. David had to get quiet with himself, and he had to ask God, please search my heart out. Let these things populate in my mind, in my heart, as to what I'm doing wrong and what I can do right. Samuel Smiles once said, sow a thought and you reap an act. Sow an act and you reap a habit. Sow a habit and you reap a character. Sow a character and you reap a destiny. I'll close with what Joyce Meyer said. When we can no longer find peace within ourselves, it is time to search our hearts and ask God to illuminate the way. You have a blessed day.